Hi, welcome to today's episode of my broadcast. Welcome. If this is your first time of listening to this podcast, I am Choma, the natural hair advocate. I'm a Nigerian. Yes, and I've been on natural hair for the past 3 years and few months. So whatever that I teach is based on my experience with my hair and that of my clients. I run a cosmetics brand, Faven Beauty Cosmetics, and also have a community on Facebook, Black Hair Community. And I also have a personal blog, Instagram account, Natural Hair Advocates. That's the page, and that's where I teach people tips that will help them grow their natural hair the healthy way. So on today's episode, I'll be talking about bamboo lace for hair growth. This particular plant is grown in Asia and Africa. It's a well-known plant here in Nigeria, West Africa. Here in Nigeria, we have 6 geopolitical zones, and my own geopolitical zone is Southeast, the Igbo-speaking part of Nigeria. Here in the Igbo-speaking part of Nigeria, we call this plant achara. Achara is an Igbo language for this plant, the bamboo plant. So this, I found out that after my research and the research of my botanist, we found out that this plant is rich in silica. Silica is a kind of tissue, a kind of cell that helps in building collagen in the body system. We found out that this plant is very rich in silica, and this is the, as in when it comes to plants that are rich in silica, bamboo has the is the richest. Yes, it has the highest amount of silica in it. There is another plant that contains silica, Hostel, and this Hostel is mostly used in cosmetic products, but this particular bamboo is the richest, is the plant that has the richest amount of silica in the whole wide world. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. So I found out that this bamboo will help a lot of women in growing their hair, and that is why I am recording this podcast today. That is why you are listening to this podcast, because I want you to learn how you can use it to grow your hair. A study says that our natural hair contains silica. It contains about 40% silica, and this particular plant contains 70% silica. So that is to say that if you start using this bamboo leaf in form of herbal tea, or incorporating it in your products, hair products, you find out that, or you start using products that were manufactured with extracts from bamboo, you find out that your hair will grow better than the way it used to grow. Yes, because silica is a cell, the kind of cell that helps in building of collagen. Yes, and collagen is a body tissue that helps in the building of many body parts, many body cells, like your hair, your bones, your muscles, your skin. It helps. Even your nails will grow very well, better than when you're not using products that are rich in silica, or you're not drinking a herbal tea that is rich in silica. So bamboo leaf is better than Hostel. I would prefer using bamboo leaf for hair growth than using Hostel. Hostel is a plant, it's a natural plant too. But the silica the reason why people are using Hostel is because of the silica. Now we have a plant that has more silica in it than Hostel. So that is the reason why you should listen. Don't stop listening, keep listening, so that you learn how you can incorporate bamboo leaves into your hair care regimen or your diet. So I am not a nutritionist, but from my research, I found out that you can use bamboo, you can get bamboo leaves and use them, and ingest them, take them in as a herbal tea. How do you do that? You get your bamboo leaves, dry, wash them very well, make sure they are clean and devoid of any bacteria and fungus. Dry them, not under the sun, dry them in a, you can use your oven to dry them, you can use your dehydrator, you can dry them under the fan in a well ventilated room that is not filled with properties or what, in a very neat environment. And after drying them, and you make sure that it didn't grow mold, there is no atom of mold in it, and it is well dried, you can now use it as your herbal tea. How do you now use it? Just 5 leaves is what is needed. Just get 5 leaves of the dried already dried bamboo leaves and boil it inside just a glass cup of water. Okay, you can use 1.5 glass cup of water, because when you are boiling, there is vapor will be going out and the water will be reducing. So what do you do? Dry the leaves, get 5 of them and put inside your kettle and boil it. When it's boiling, bring it down, allow it to cool, and pour in your water, sieve out the water and drink as your tea. 1 glass cup is okay. You can take 2 glass cups of it morning and night, and it is okay for the day. Yes, that is how you dry. I mean tea cup. That is how you take your herbal tea. So you can do this for 30 days. In my community, in my Facebook community, we'll start 30 days complete hair growth challenge. We've done this before and we got amazing feedback from the members, so we are starting it again from 1st August, and it will end on 30th August or 31st August. That this challenge is going to be the bomb. It's going to be amazing. So if you are yet to join my community on Facebook, this is the time for you to join us. Just type, search Black Hair Community on Facebook. There is no other group on Facebook that answers Black Hair Community. It's only that one. And you'll find out that location of this particular is Nigeria. So just join, click join. We will accept your request. So in this Black Hair Community, on the 1st of August, we start our 30-day complete hair care, hair growth challenge. The aim of this challenge is to grow our hair the healthy way. For those of us that have stunted growth, we will introduce you guys to hair care regimen, things that you can do on daily basis that will help you grow your hair, on daily basis, on weekly basis, on monthly basis, that will help you grow your hair. Yes, isn't that amazing? Yes, it is, because the one we did previously helped in the good number of people that really did, even people that were not consistent with the challenge, with the task and the activities, they still had their hair grow. Yeah. So I would encourage you to join the group for this coming challenge. It will come up on the 1st of August and it will end on the 31st of August or 30th of August, thereabout. So The next thing that you can do with bamboo leaf, another thing that you can do with bamboo leaf to help you grow your hair, is using it as your tea rings, your hair rings. How do you do that? After treating your hair, deep conditioning your hair, washing it out, you can now use your hair rings. Just boil your leaves. You can use fresh ones. The reason why you dry the other one is because they are taking it in. So if you are going to, let me go back a little to what I said before. So yeah, if you are going to join us for the 30-day challenge, just get 5 leaves times 2. That is 2 times a day is 10 leaves. So 10 times 30 is what? 300 leaves of bamboo. Dry them very well and keep them. Store them in a very cool, dry place that will make it not to grow mold or get infected. So get it, get these leaves and keep them, are you getting me, where it cannot get infested with or get contaminated with bacteria, and keep them very well. Each day you can boil the 10 at the same time and just drink one cup at night to drink the remaining one. It's okay this way. You don't take much. Yes, you don't go and boil all the leaves you've seen in your village. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. Don't go and boil all the leaves because you saw it in a very large point and you want to eat everything at the same time. No. When you take herbal drinks a lot, it can cause kidney failure. According to doctors, I've had a doctor say that. So it's not right to take this medication, this herbal teas, on your own. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you don't need to go and pack everything and be drinking. It's not proper. Having said that, I've told you that you can boil this and be using it as a hair rinse after treatment. You can use it to rinse your hair. It's okay too. You can do this. We are going to also do this for the 30-day challenge. So I will encourage you to join this group now and get ready for this 30-day complete hair growth challenge with bamboo leaves. So don't be told about it. Okay. I will want to add something to what I've said. This bamboo leaf also contains other vitamins apart from this mineral called silica. There are other things it contains. It contains a lot of vitamin B complex, it contains B complex vitamins, a lot of them: B1, B2, folic, ribavulin, niacin, biotin. It contains a lot of them. So, and these vitamins are very, very good for our hair. So I don't know why you shouldn't be part of this challenge, or you shouldn't start using bamboo for your hair growth. So this is all I have to say for this particular episode of my podcast. Bamboo leaf is very, very good. They are natural. This is a natural plant. So I won't say that it's hazardous. No, no record of that. I've not seen such any record of that. And when I took it, it didn't do anything to me. So, and also, I will also advise you, because this is what you are taking in, I think you should seek the advice of your doctor too. Seek the advice of a medical doctor or your family, or anyone that you know that is a medical practitioner, and let them encourage you or advise you on how to take this particular herbal tea. And if you don't want to take it, you can also use it topically instead of taking it in. So thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for supporting my podcast. Thank you for always coming around. Thank you for always listening to Grow a Healthy Natural Hair with Chioma podcast. I'll keep bringing up topics that will help you. I'll keep doing my research on various plants and oils that will help you grow a healthy natural hair. The goal is to help thousands of women in Africa grow a healthy natural hair, even outside Africa, black women all over the world. My goal is to help you guys grow a healthy hair, stress-free healthy hair, the right way. I'm not going to encourage you to do these things or do a magic or take anything that will harm you or take anything that will be that will help you in few days, and in the next two years you start seeing the side effects. I will not be a part of that. Whatever I'm telling you is what I'm sure that will last a lifetime. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Join our group now. Join Black Hair Community now. After listening to this podcast, just type your search bar on Facebook, type Black Hair Community to pop out. You can join us now and be part of this challenge, because soon we'll be posting the requirements for the challenge. So I will not want you to miss anything or to be in a haste. Join us now and enjoy the good things that come with growing a healthy hair, and you'll see your hair growing effectively. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you for choosing to grow your hair the healthy way. Thank you for sticking to not using relaxers for your hair. Thank you for taking this task up and not looking sideways or not being distracted by what people are saying about natural hair. You are a queen. You are the real deal. Thank you very much for joining me. I love you guys. Stay blessed and bye.